This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the 0-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball out into center field. Leody to his right, he's under it. He's got it, and Will Smith's got it. And the Rangers hold on to defeat the Pirates by the final score of 3-2. The Rangers take the series 2-1.
8 o'clock hour on your home of Rangers baseball. 6-1-1 in their last eight series. 3-game lead over the Armpit. Day off today. And they'll pick back up against the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow on this radio station. Your home for Rangers baseball and your home for High-Low Baseball Edition.
Oh, we're back, baby. We're back. We're back with the defending champ, R.J. Choppy. It's time for a Rangers High-Low.
No!
I will go through the rules real quick. They are simple. This is a Rangers High-Low, so listen up, R.J., Sean, Bobby. It's a current Rangers High-Low. Current Rangers players, front office, media, and or coaches can all be answers to this, okay?
Wow, that's a lot.
Players, coaches, front office, media.
Yes, anyone currently employed by the Rangers all can be on there. I will ask each of you high pitch, low pitch. Then I will play a 10-second audio clip for 3 points. If you can guess it without me giving a clue, you'll get 3 points. If you get the clip wrong, I will then give you one clue for 2 points. I won't replay the audio clip, just give you, a chance for 2 points. And then if you get that wrong again, I'll give you a second clue, and that'll be for 1 point. Okay?
I am predicting a Bobby Belt victory today.
No. Oh, you think he's going to get preferential treatment here?
No, he's like a baseball nerd with the background info and maybe the clues. That's what I think will give Bobby the edge, even though he's coming in with a loser face.
Yeah.
Of
that is
because negative approach. Because here's what's going to happen. I might be able to get it, Sean. I might be able to get 2 points, 1 point. I am not confident I'm going to get any 3-pointers on this, and that's his specialty.
Because my audio is just that good.
Self-fulfilling prophecy over here, Bobby.
So we start with the defending champ. Correct?
Yep.
RJ?
Sure.
Whatever. High, low.
Let's go high, Gene.
I was able to come in opening day and be comfortable and not have to go through all those emotions that I went through that first month last year. I think really helped set the table for myself just to breathe.
Marcus Semien.
Please,
incorrect. All right, first clue. Young and dangerous at the plate, but never too hot to handle.
Good clue.
That's a good clue. Josh Young.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
RJ's on the board with 2 points.
Dang it!
Hot corner, Young, Josh Young.
That was good. Good job, Peyton.
Bobby's going to start patting himself on the back.
That's almost too easy for a first clue.
Oh, so now we're getting crippled.
Let the man be.
Go ahead.
Good job, Peyton.
All right. Bobby, high low?
Low or high, Gene.
Ooh, high.
Get off the computer.
I'm right.
Hang on. Stop.
I'm keeping track of our
score.
You can
write.
I'm keeping it right here.
There's a pen and a paper.
I've got it
right
here.
I'll keep track.
Cheater.
Get off the computer.
All right. Here we go.
Because the text will give away all the answers from the Tolos.
Here is high.
You know, hearing the vision of what the Rangers want to do and ultimately getting to meet Ray and the vision here and bringing a World Series here. That's the goal, winning a World Series.
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah. See, here we get these ones.
Bobby got the 3 points. Wow.
I actually thought it was Chris Young. Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. I was getting ready to throw the pen thing. It was so easy.
So Bobby is at 3 with the lead. Congrats, Bobby. You finally have a lead.
Face. Yeah.
Face, Sean.
Oh, now you.
Now he's all cocky.
Dylan Brooks.
Look at him. Yeah.
Dylan Brooks. Okay. Wow. High scoring out the gate. Let me go low.
Ooh, okay. You know, that's a great show, isn't it? And I don't watch as much as I used to, but it's
Jared Sandler.
That's an answer.
That's Bruce Bochy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I really tried to go super low on that one. All right, high would have been better.
Let me hear Bochy high.
You know, that's a great show, isn't it? And I don't watch as much as I used to, but just a great job. And it's. And I love Montana. I go up there every winter.
All right.
Yeah. See that you can't.
The low is still.
You can't use Bruce Bochy ever.
The low is like not that far off.
Yeah, we're just gonna start calling it higher Bochy.
Higher Bochy. 3-3-2 out of the gate.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
RJ, you're up.
Thank you for that gift.
Let's try hygiene, please.
You know, really, I can't explain how excited I am to be back here in Arlington. The season is, a few days away. We've got a great team. I think our fans should be excited.
For 3 points.
Well, hell, let's just do Simeon again.
Yes!
You know who it is?
Yes! Yes! I believe so.
Clue number one. You can find this man weekly on this very station.
It tells you how much Joppy listens to the station.
Chris Young.
There you go. Ooh, the opening is there. If we screw this up, this will be an all-time choke. This will be an all-time trip. We're both sitting here with the lead.
High points. I love it. I love it.
Come on. Actually, I'm in the lead, technically.
Yeah, technically.
Hi.
Bobby, hi.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be electric, you know, especially in the stadium. You know, these fans are awesome, you know, to be able to experience them and to kind of come back for an All-Star game, you know, you know they're going to put on a good show, and so it should be a lot of fun.
Corey Seager.
Ooh, that would have been nice.
That was close. He got it.
Whoa!
He got it.
All-Star game.
So yeah, that's what gave it away.
Yeah. Why is it so scratchy, Peyton? What's going on here?
Here we go.
No.
Okay. He's losing now.
Troy never had that problem.
Whoa. Well,
let me just go call him as he's waking up right now.
Living the life. Okay. I will go high. The only one in here with guts to go high, low last round. I'll go high.
Hi.
My thoughts are I feel bad for, you know, those guys, for one. I'm curious. I'd love to be in the mind of Bruce Bochy and Mike Maddox.
My boy. Matt. No, Jared Sam.
Well done.
Got it.
Wait, you got Bochy and Sandler?
It gets tougher. Did Spittle tell you, like, give me the easy ones?
Yes.
Is this charity?
Yes.
Is this charity case?
Score right now is 6 for Sean, 4 for RJ, 6 for Bobby.
Yes.
This is over! It's over!
So I have to get a 3 here.
Yeah.
So let's go low.
Low?
Yeah, why not?
You could look over there at Bochy, and you didn't know if they were up 10, down 10, if they were throwing a no-hitter or getting no hit, man. Just talk about as even keel as you can get.
Forgot he can look at me on the fan cam.
Sure.
This would be a great get, buddy.
CJ Nikowski.
No, you'd actually have to hear the phone audio.
Fair.
All right. Clue number one. Always there to offer a helping hand, even if the guys around him don't listen.
Helping hand. Even if the guys around him don't listen.
Great clue, Pate.
Great clue, Pate.
Helping hand. Mike Maddox.
There you go. Well nice. Done. Dang. He doesn't choke. He doesn't get frazzled.
No.
Very good. Very good.
I thought it was Brett Boone with the first clue.
My guess would have been Nick Kowski.
Our new weekly guest, Wednesdays, 9:20, right here on The Fan. 666.
Oh, man. Come on. Here we go. Ready?
You know what? You know what? No, I can't.
Go low.
Fine, low.
Ooh.
No, low. No. Go high. Do what
low,
you want.
Low, low.
To be a part of a winning culture and a winning team that, yes, it hasn't been like that the last couple of years, but let's accelerate that process, and that's what they told me. I love the stadium.
This is tough.
Marcus Semien.
No.
Yeah!
No!
A perfect nine.
Wow. Nine.
Okay.
Why they call me Nine God?
Who could be the easiest third verse for me? All right.
Watch it be your voice.
Sean needs a three here.
To tie.
To force sudden death.
To force sudden death. Give it to me low.
Ooh.
If I keep doing this, it's going to be a pretty good year. It's unbelievable how this team fights to the end. And I mean, we're just here to play hard and try to win some games. So it's really fun to be a part of.
Do you know it?
I think so.
I think so. I'll be wrong. I've been wrong all day, but I think I know.
Has I forgot who's been guessed. DeGrom?
You already said him.
Did I say?
Yes!
Bobby.
Was it Evaldi?
Evaldi, I think.
No, this was Jonah Heim.
Oh, okay.
I thought Evaldi. All
right, I wouldn't have gotten that. All right. Congrats.
Wow.
Look at the relief.
See, look at that. Look at the relief.
Now all the pressure's off.
I understand where your Speech. Ego comes from now, Chop. I'd like to thank Sean mainly for motivating me with his taunting words and telling him to get the computer out of the way. I'd like to thank Reverse Psychology for saying I wouldn't get a single three-pointer, and then that's all I got. And God, you know.
All right, that's
Father up above.
Did you have an overtime one? Let's hit.
Oh yes, I did. We'll go high.
Let's play it out. Do whatever you want. High.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like what I said, and I'll stand by it, and not really apologize for it because you know it's May. There's no team that should give up on their division in May.
Is that low?
That was high, right?
Yeah, that was
no.
High.
Oh.
Oh, of course. Of course I got
Nate Lowe.
Of course I got the one.
No, that was high. That was
of course
high.
I got the one that didn't count.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
How the heck did you get that?
I tell his cadence of his voice, the way he sounds.
Wow. Impressive.
Honestly,
doesn't count. Exactly.
I didn't recognize any of their voices on the ones I got.
All right.
Context clues
yeah,
is all I took.
Yeah, I usually do the voices, but these were tough.
Bobby Bell with
well
the
done,
victory.
Robert.
Here. On Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Who had the numbers on the Rangers offense? Was that you, Bobby, with the article that was highlighting the Rangers offense?
Yeah. Let me plug my mouse back in since I had to move it out of the way. yeah, this was Yahoo had done an article talking about the Rangers and why we've all talked about the fact that their pitching staff has been really, really good, but why the thing that you should be most excited about with the Rangers is the fact that this offense is doing what it's doing. And it's something where I would have never thought 2 months ago we'd look at this and say there's a gushing national essay about the Texas Rangers and where they're at. But they talk about that the Rangers' plan has basically come together a couple years in advance, and mainly because of the rapid growth you've seen from Jonah Heim. He was always going to be a good defensive catcher. People always talked about the kind of game that he would call. The question was, would the bat come around? Started seeing signs last year. It's really clicked into place this year as a guy with a 779 OPS. Duran clicking early like he has. It feels very much, whether it comes together or not this year feels very much like 2009. And that's something that they referenced, that in 09, things started clicking for them with young players a little earlier than people had anticipated. That was Andrews came up. Holland came up, started clicking. Feliz, I believe, came in at the end of that year in 09.
Maybe Harrison.
Feliz came up at the end. Harrison was on track to start coming around and starting. And so these young players started clicking a little bit in advance. And when you look at Durant stepping up, doing what he's doing after I motivated him with Madison Bumgarner, Jonah Heim, Josh Young, who has been absolutely fantastic, better at third base than I anticipated. But they're writing over Yahoo. They're full in. They are fully believing in the Texas Rangers because they say what they're doing with their bats is more projectable than anything else.
The beer that you could maybe get for cheap for this Memorial Day weekend. We also have your Netflix passwords getting canceled, and chocolate milk is getting canceled in your kids' school as well. That's next here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. We continue right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did our boy Derek Holland do work yesterday?
Ooh, yes, did he ever? More than Jose Leclerc did.
Tell Corey where he did it.
He did it for the York. What's her name
Savannah
again?
Savannah Bananas. No,
yeah,
it was the York Revolution.
The York Revolution struck out three, struck out the side in the seventh inning.
Well done. My
worked
guy.
It.
Just like the Pirates with their second immaculate inning of the year yesterday against the Rangers. But the Rangers still got that W. And yeah, cleaner than Leclerc.
Look, I mean, what's he said it, that he wanted to get out there, put some innings on out there for teams to see what he could do against pro hitters, even though it's independent ball, and you can't do it any better than that. Strike out the side. Show your stuff's unhittable.
Game five in the East tonight. Miami's going to try to close out this series in Boston, and Jimmy Butler, maybe the most interesting man in the league, was telling a little story about the music he listens to before the games and how he got there. Is that the right setup for that?
Yeah, so basically, like, this was a few years ago. He was telling a story about something that happened a few years ago where the players were listening to music in the locker room.
We have the audio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just trying to. So the players listened to music in the locker room, and he didn't like the way they were doing it, so he decided to find a way to get back at them.
Everybody was, before the game, everybody was listening to those, like, the Beats by Dre at that point in time. They weren't wireless. They had a thick cord, and they were just, like, obnoxious loud. And they wouldn't put them on their ear. They would, like, put them right here. You could hear it. So it was, like, Lil Wayne coming from one of my teammates, Young Jeezy, Wiz Khalifa. And so I was like, why don't y'all turn that down? Like, what's the point of having on headphones if you're not going to have them on your head? And they were like, no, don't worry about it, man. Worry about what's coming out of your headphone. So I said, okay. After the game, I go home, and I Google what's the most country song there is. And it was like three popped up, but the one that I saw first was Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl. And so I download it, and I go into the next game, and I have my headphones like that, and that's what I'm blaring. And they were like, yo, no, you can't listen to that. Turn it down. And I said, no, you listen to what's in your headphones. I'm going to listen to what's in mine. And then I actually started to listen to the lyrics in the song, and I was like, wow.
So that was Jimmy Butler.
Shaking and fishing. He was 8 years old.
It's a good song.
It's not what I would pick. Like, if you're trying to guess the most country song in the world, it would have been some kind of Tracy Byrd or Luke Bryan if I want to annoy somebody. If I was thinking of a country song that I wanted to annoy somebody with, I'd have gone with a Luke Bryan song or Watermelon Crawl.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, there you go. Easy.
That's the standard.
Yeah, that's the standard. Make fun
Achy
of the
Achy Breaky country. Heart's not annoying.
You don't think it is?
It was a great.
I think it's really annoying.
It was a great song. Turn this up. I don't know if I've heard this.
Oh, it's good. It's depressing. Rainbow. It ends, I think, with... doesn't the song end? It's kind of vague and open. I think it ends with his wife dying in child labor. It
ends with Don't Take the Girl, man.
Faith?
No.
Well, not at the time.
Yeah.
But eventually.
Yeah. Oh, was this before he was with Faith Hill?
Yeah, this was... what year was this song?
90.
This is early in his career.
94. Yeah.
So this is... Jimmy Butler accidentally falling in love with country music.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Do kids do this? Do they listen to the music with the headphones not actually on? So you're hearing it blare? That's what Jimmy said was happening in the Heat locker room.
Now, I mean, my kid listens to his, like, AirPods. Well, he did until he washed them. And now they didn't have any more.
Oh.
Put them in the laundry.
You told me to wash the ones that Bobby gave me.
Well, like clean them.
Yeah, because there's earwax.
Yeah, clean them, but not wash.
Yeah.
But no, I think generally they're in. They've got their AirPods in.
All right, Bobby, set up this Kendrick Perkins ESPN NBA audio.
So we had played this a couple weeks ago when you were out, because it turned into us talking about what's the worst you've ever been roasted after Kendrick Perkins hit Richard Jefferson with a ball joke. But this has become like a daily occurrence where they're just. I love it actually. Richard Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins are just taking shots at each other. Like, routinely. And so during the discussion about LeBron's potential retirement, Richard Jefferson decided to take a shot, and it was Malika Andrews who decided to come in and save old Kendrick Perkins.
Do you think it's a better chance of LeBron retiring or Perk going on a diet?
It's right up there with you growing a full head of hair.
Oh!
Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, to my point.
I'm crying.
I love Richard Jefferson, by the way. I've wanted to dislike him, but I can't. I think he's really good on TV and really fun. And he leans into that character well. Like when she said the full head of hair, he just got very serious and okay, to my point. Like he's just I love the ball busting that goes on that show. That's one of their better pairings right now. Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins is probably ESPN's best pairing right now.
Inside the NBA scarred me because whenever I hear this done on any of the ESPN platforms, I think they're like trying too hard. You know, like Jalen Rose, I've rolled my eyes. Like when they're trying to, you know, they're all trying to copy and recreate the Barkley, Kenny, Shaq, EJ magic. And so anytime I'm just automatically like against it, I have a mental hurdle. I'm like, they're just trying to be funny. Yes, they are capable of being funny human beings. Everybody is. But whenever I hear it, I'm like, they're just trying to be TNT.
I could see how that'd be a stumble. Look, TNT.
I go home every day and RJ has known this about me for years. I just go and watch Inside the NBA that I have recorded in the post. And it is an hour of just amazing, great entertainment.
Yeah, it's one of forget what style, reality TV, scripted television. It's one of the best shows on television.
It really makes me mad they won another Emmy because I don't think anyone prepares on there except for Ernie Johnson. I know Shaq doesn't. Listen to him talk about basketball. I think Kenny does the most. But, like, I don't think they get together and have, like, a meeting beforehand. Like, they all just walk in the studio and they're able to go ahead and naturally bust each other's balls. Yeah. And Barkley has, like, 3 funny lines a night, and Kenny gives the best basketball insight, and Shaq does stunts.
I think that's what makes it good, though, is that like it's a mess, and as we get further and further into the podcast era, people enjoy the mess that is like it's very random. They like that. They like that it's not scripted, that it's not prepared. They like that they'll make mistakes and they laugh about it.
All right, Chop. Beer, Netflix, chocolate milk.
Netflix.
Okay. Because I've had this in my email for like 6 months, and it's finally here.
Yeah. So they rolled this. Netflix has been talking about rolling out their password sharing crackdown for years.
Okay. Now that you're saying this, I'm wondering. The other day, 2 days ago when I went into my apps, I was like logged out. I wasn't signed into any of them.
And I was like, too.
Were you?
Yeah, so I dead serious was.
This must have been a national reset.
Yeah.
Is everyone, let me know on the fan text, has everyone had to re-sign into your apps on TV over the past 48 hours?
So,
and my Roku doesn't work anymore either.
Netflix, so they're cracking down now on the U.S. So they have done this in other countries. Now, they haven't, as far as CNBC's article says, has not fully given out all the details and parameters about how their crackdown in the U.S. is going to be different. Because it's going to affect... Now, look, outside of the people who are just sharing passwords with their neighbor, college kids are getting impacted by this a lot. Because the rule is you have to be in the same household. If I'm a parent, I have a kid in college, they're no longer in my household, so they have to get their own account. Now, they can get an extension of my account for $7 a month. Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. My kids, who I'm divorced, they can't use my account at their house, which is a problem that I have because they're my kids and they're too young to get a job. They should be able to use my password. So the streaming service said it began alerting members on Tuesday about its new sharing policy, noting that Netflix accounts are only to be shared within a household. It's for you and the people you live with, your household, the company said in an email. Which, again, my kids are my household. They just are. They're 13 and 10. I don't care if they don't live with me 5 days a week. Yeah, they're my household.
You got a divorce loophole.
I got a loophole. I love loopholes. The statement goes on to say that members can transfer a profile to someone outside their household so the person can begin a new membership they pay for on their own, or they can pay an extra fee, $8 a month, per person, outside of the household using their account.
So if I've been using someone else's account that does not live under my roof, I'm done.
You're done. Now, it may not have hit yet. It's going to take a little bit of time to hit everybody. May not hit yet, but because, you know, we checked Sarah's last night and it still works. And she's using somebody else's. So am I. So we'll see. We'll see if we both have it or not.
The Netflix has gotten killed ever since this came out. This tweet goes viral every 2 weeks, it feels like. The old, which I don't think they've deleted still, from March of 2017, where Netflix tweeted, "Love is sharing a password." So they used to be all for this. They used to be all about, yeah, this is great. And now they're cracking down. It's dumb. But
I mean, it's really smart business.
No, I know, but like...
They've been screwing themselves for years.
No, but if you get the... I don't think they're generating... It's the old South Park idea. Trey Parker and Matt Stone used to say that they didn't care what got shared. Anything that increased brand awareness about them, they were in favor of. They didn't think that whatever monetary value they got by cracking down on that was worth losing the brand value of people knowing it. And I think that's probably something.
But they're
for
not
Netflix.
On a subscription basis.
Netflix, though, it's tough because you're already jacking up these rates so consistently. It seems like every 6 months we get a new, your plan's going up $4. So you're raising these rates and then at the same time saying you can't share it with anybody.
And chocolate milk, we'll save the beer for tomorrow.
All right, chocolate milk. The USDA is contemplating banning chocolate milk in schools. Mm-hmm. They are creating the Protecting School Milk Choices Act. Okay.
An act?
Act. The approach would reduce exposure to added sugars, would promote the more nutrient-dense choice of unflavored milk for young children when their tastes are being formed. More specifically, they suggest limiting the amount of strawberry and chocolate milk in high schools and banning it altogether in elementary and middle schools. Mm.
What options do your kids have when they go to school to purchase drinks or get drinks at lunch?
I mean, the milk, OJ, juices like apple juice, stuff like that, water.
Okay.
My kids just drink water. Or Gatorade. My youngest one would drink Gatorade.
And your kids?
Milk, juice, water, and I can't remember if they get chocolate milk or not. I think they only have chocolate milk at breakfast. I don't think they have it out for anything else. But yeah, it's just the standard. No soda. You can't have any of that.
Like chocolate or strawberry milk is worse than apple juice or orange juice. Orange juice is like one of the worst things you can put into your body that you think is healthy. You're like, oh, I think it's, you know, and I'm like,
yeah, you got to get reduced sugar.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of sugar. Tons of sugar.
Don't tell me strawberry or chocolate milk needs to go, but you got all the other fruit juices in there with their fake syrups that are coming out of the machine. Overreaction.
Totally an overreaction. I mean.
Do kids drink chocolate milk anymore? I hope.
My kids do. The youngest is obsessed with it. Any chance she can order that at a restaurant or anything else, she is.
Sure, it's got sugar. It's also a good way to get kids to drink milk.
Yeah.
That's the point of it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't drink just regular milk now, like kids and stuff.
You look like a milk drinker.
Yeah, you do. You look like you're a milk
drinker.
You're an adult milk drinker.
In college, I was 1 p.m. every day, chocolate milk, glass of chocolate milk.
You definitely look like an adult milk drinker.
can you say that today?
The clockwork Peyton.
Old Peyton McPoyle.
877-881-1053 has the NFL essentially admitted their officiating problem that it publicly denied all of last season. That's next, and Pat Mahomes is finally going to do something that makes RJ Choppy hate him, and it's nothing involving his brother. Next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Patrick Mahomes has been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived by the Kansas City Chiefs. He has some awful takes on finances that probably closely relate my awful takes on finances, just in a different way. We'll talk about that here in a sec, though. First off,
I think you could do that. We're going to do a Bobby Tease Day. I think you could do the teases for every segment.
You think so?
If you do them as well as this one.
Oh, good.
It's harder to do all of them.
You motivated me because you remember you used to say my teases were the worst in the building, basically.
It's your tone.
I thought I've gotten better with the time.
You have? Yeah. I just said you should do all of them.
Yeah. So it's the Football Zebras, the website, footballzebras.com, which is one of the best outlets out there for keeping track of, you know, officiating decisions and things like that in the NFL. They had a note last week, which I thought was really, really interesting. You know, last year, you remember there were consistently... The league would put out statements whenever there was a controversial call. We'd be like, you know, what was going on with this roughing the passer? What happened here? And covering fire came in. No problem.
Yeah.
Nope. It was all good.
Yeah.
Y'all can look the other way. And it felt like at the end of the year, a groundswell of fans and media and other people saying there's a huge problem with NFL officiating and they're not acknowledging it. And that continued. It felt like into some
No one insulted the intelligence more when it came to questioning officials than the National Football League in their statements. Basically, like, you didn't see what you thought you saw.
Yeah.
I remember the Raiders-Bengals playoff game, with the stepping out of bounds or throwing into the end zone. No, you didn't see that.
Yeah, I hate that. Just be honest. We know what we saw. We're not dumb.
So the NFL, after basically plugging its ears and stomping its feet and saying nuh-uh to people for months, it looks like they might have tacitly admitted that they had a problem. As NFL or as Football Zebras reports, the NFL has had the most one season turnover in their officiating ranks in over a decade.
Wow.
They've now had they've just had two more officials announce that they're departing. And so that brings the number up to 12 officials across the league that have been let go or have chosen. The NFL never releases a reason as to why. Probably another thing that helps give them a covering fire. But I think if you look at, man, this can't just be a bunch of mass departures and retirements. There were not a lot of guys in the officiating ranks. It was a rather young officiating group this year, officiating pool. There's not a bunch of guys out there retiring. These are guys that in all likelihood are being let go.
Wow.
And so what I don't understand is why can't the NFL just say that? Why do they have to?
Because without us, no one's going to know or even realize.
That's true.
If you say it, you've admitted like, oh, you've had inferior people doing a very important job. And just the way you phrase it, the officials left, makes me think they quit. The NFL didn't fire him for anything. They left on their own, I think. That's the mind games and the perception
what,
that they play.
What sport has the best officials?
Great question.
Man.
I mean, I don't even really count. Baseball, to me, is just an umpire. I don't count the umpires around the bases. So it's,
so home, it's just home plate umpire.
It's home plate umpire. It's NFL refs. You know, I feel like hockey has, in watching a lot more hockey than usual, I feel like hockey does a pretty nice job.
They're good. Now, look, they may miss some things, but, I mean,
way too harsh on the Jamie Benn penalty, but.
Major, I think it's Major League Baseball, NHL, NFL, NBA. NBA is the worst officials to me.
Well, I think the NBA needs an extra ref. Only having three is bad. I think they need a fourth. Now, look, baseball is so cut and dry because we have the K zone. So we have 100% accuracy on how correct the home plate umpire is.
Yeah.
I think that in general, though, the other umpires, I know, Sean, you just said it's mainly the home plate umpire, but I do think that the other umpires at the other bases generally do a pretty good job with the ball on the line or off the line. I think they catch those more times than not. Sometimes when I'm like, that seems impossible, how to get that right? The bang bang plays at the bases, they seem pretty on top of this. I rarely feel like they just blow calls. And so
yeah, that passes review now.
Too. MLB would be tops for me. NFL's got their issues. I think that's related to speed of the game and some of the challenges that come with that. The always feels like NFL is changing the definition of their penalties and nuances more frequently than the other leagues.
What's rank the sports in difficulty to officiate? To me, it's either NFL or NBA.
I think NBA or NFL. Yeah, I agree.
How are you supposed to be able to tell, like, a helmet to helmet or like one that barely catches, like, you graze the quarterback's face mask, all the holding calls that it could be holding every single play. I mean, like a full speed lowering of the helmet.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's very, I think the NFL easily is the most difficult.
Feet out of bounds, juggling a ball while going to the ground.
I would put the NBA
second.
Or NBA or NHL next. I don't know how the NHL does it because I've heard that only the referees that have the orange armband can call the penalties. I don't know if that's true or not from a penalty standpoint. But the NBA, I just think the game is so fast, and they need an extra referee. I think baseball is the easiest. You're looking at a pitch. Now, the hardest thing is the pitch coming in at 98 miles an hour, and you're trying to see that.
I think NBA is not nearly as difficult as the NFL to me because the NFL is, again, it's the clarity with which the penalties are even called. How often do we go, what's a catch? What is interference? Mm-hmm. What is roughing the passer? We don't even have good definitions of some of the most commonly called penalties in the game. And so I think that that's a really frustrating aspect. And when you consider it's all happening at full speed, it is the most crowded playing field. It's the most to observe of all the sports. And so I think that's the biggest challenge. The NBA, to me, I just feel like they flat out miss things sometimes. To me, no like broad accusations here, but it feels like their officiating crews are often the most petty. Like it feels not that that's a get back for you. You did this. I'm getting that. That's the one where I have the most trouble watching the game and feeling like consistently this was completely fair is the NBA.
It's also the most complaining.
Yeah.
All these things that we're saying fit. The worst officiating are the most difficult sports.
Yeah. Is it the most complaining or do they complain as much in football? We just can't see because they have helmets on.
Right.
I mean, that could be part of it,
too. And how much is the catcher complaining to the home plate umpire, but he has a helmet on?
So, Football Zebras actually reported that the two most recent departures, field judge Mike Weatherford and line judge Mike Dolce, the reason why they were let go later than everybody else, and again, this indicates that this was a push out, those two were being forced out, and they were appealing with the league, trying to say we should be allowed to stay. And the league said no. And so probably others in that group that just chose not to appeal. And so the NFL trying to make some changes in their officiating ranks, which is good, but own up to it. And also help us some clarity. You guys are the muddiest rules in all of sports. Patrick Mahomes yesterday was talking to Kansas City media. OTA is going on this week. We'll be out at the Star later today.
Brought to you by
Bosch.
Bosch.
Yes, all of our OTA minicamp coverage brought to you by Bosch. Appreciate them. Patrick Mahomes was asked about the state of his contract. Some people have speculated, hey, even pretty soon, He might need to rip up that contract and get a new extension done, whatever else. Mahomes said, me, my agent, and the team always keep open communication. We try to do whatever is best for the team. But obviously, I want to do what's best for myself as well. But at the same time, I've always said, I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. Why are you clapping for
another
that,
one Sean? Who has been bamboozled by yes. owners? Another one. I don't mean you. I mean Mahomes.
No, I mean that's exactly what it is.
It's not. He is not stupid. He is going to be an all-time god. I don't know why you guys can't get this through your heads. He's not bamboozled. He realizes like Tom Brady is a god, and Patrick Mahomes has a chance to be a god or a greater god than even Tom. And the only way you can do it in the sports society that we're in is with rings.
See, yes, that is the only way he can do it is with rings.
By the way, let me also complete Pat's quote. He said, it's very difficult. I'm trying to balance legacy with not screwing over the other quarterbacks. He did mention that. He said, you know, it's a balance between having a good team around you and also continuing to set the market. So he talked about that difficulty.
Here's where Pat is wrong. And this is where I think a lot of people are wrong. Tom Brady did not win those rings because he took pay cuts.
Tom Brady?
He won those rings because he was Tom Brady. And there's a certain amount of luck that goes into every game anyway. If Tom Brady were to run back his career, he probably doesn't win 7. He might win 10. He might win 4. Like, the great quarterbacks are going to win games because of who they are. They will make... Patrick Mahomes lost his best receiver, arguably the best receiver in the NFL last year. And they did better than they did the previous year. They won the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean they were a better team, but they won the ring. I think what it does is that he has been bamboozled to think that he needs all this extra help. And him taking $5 million less is not going to buy a single player that is going to help him win. You cannot buy a player for $5 million that's any good.
You know what him taking a pay cut got him? Management's still saying, we can't afford to keep Tyreek Hill. Sorry, bro. We're paying too much.
If Dak Prescott cares about a championship, Dak Prescott is going to need more help versus less help.
Yes, he is.
If he cares about having a championship next to his name as Dallas Cowboys quarterback, and to your point of $5 million, I agree with that, but the thought should be in his head of taking less. Because Dak Prescott is not going to win one taking the most. It's just not going
to happen. Correct.
It's just not going to happen.
Mahomes is different. Like, Mahomes, Brady, like these guys.
They have, like Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers needs a second one.
I think at now point he does.
Move into a different discussion.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But like, you know, Dak Prescott definitely needs less money, more help around him. The greats of all time, they could do it without that. Like, they could just take the most money and they'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, Brady, Manning.
By the way, Peyton Manning had all-time great help.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And he still took the most money.
Less money is not always, and that's the thing, though, that I think Mahomes gets wrong. Less money is not less flexibility. Like, you can lower the cap number. You can do things to change the cap number while maintaining the money. That was the whole thing that when we read that Andrew Brand article last week, where he was talking about quarterbacks who do this and specifically referenced Mahomes, where he said, when you take less, you are only hurting yourself as a player. You're not hurting the owner. You're just helping them. You're putting more money in their pocket. They can make these logistical moves.
I think you need to go to an autograph show one time. And you need to...
You think people want me to sign?
And you need to see Michael Irvin and the way Michael Irvin earns versus the way Dez Bryant would earn. And you just walk on water for the rest of your life. Joe Montana, he's just in another level of God. You are living the rest of your life as a prophet, and that is an opportunity that Pat Mahomes has to get into.
I think he's already there.
He's not on the Tom level yet.
Tom
Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. Tom, Montana, like, they have this special aura about them to where, you know, you sign a couple cards and you got a yearly income. Michael Irvin has that. Emmitt Smith has that because they're Dallas Cowboy champions. And is it worth it sacrificing to have the rest of your life set forever I think so. And you're put into that upper echelon discussion. That's just me. Legacy versus taking the most money. All right, below the belt. Every single day at this time, we have some hope for the Dallas Stars. We have a brand new RJ Choppy production. Oh. A brand new song to get the Stars ready. And Stars fans decide who in this building most likely to get arrested at the Fan. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.